Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an Artist of the Month episode on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone, this is Andy.
And this is Connor.
And we are coming at you with our January 2024 Artist of the Month. We are going to be featuring a band that I have just gotten into, Unchain, and one that I believe Connor is quite involved with. Is that right?
That's one way to put it.
All right. Well, without further ado, we will get into it. But first, I have a few announcements for our listeners. Do you want to join our team? We are looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers, and on-air hosts to join our podcast. So if any of that sounds appealing, you can join us on the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Please check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details. Sorry, I came in a little hot with the intro there, but yeah, do you want to give us a little background with your history with Unchain?
I would love to. Yeah, so I guess just a precursor to our introduction to them, I found out about Unchain maybe, I don't know, must have been like 2 years ago or maybe 3 years ago. I've known them for a while, like most of like the time I've known about or like listened to Japanese music. But they like, okay, I guess you'll figure all this stuff out, but they do a lot of covers for other songs, and we'll play a few covers too, but they also have some original songs too. And they have, oh, they're really cool. Oh, they're just so cool. We should just like dive into it, I guess.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's dive into it. But Unchain, they're a rock band hailing from Kyotango, Kyoto, and they bring together Masanori Tanigawa on vocals and guitar, Hiroaki Tani on bass and backing vocals, as well as Shogo Yoshida on drums. Their musical style blends elements of jazz, punk, shoegaze, electronica, funk, neo-soul, and city pop. Drawing inspiration from diverse sources like Japanese artists Reach or High Standard, as well as Judy and Mary and Lunacy, they also take inspiration from international icons such as The Clash, Jimmy Eat World, Larry Carlton, George Benson, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, and Jamiroquai. Unchain crafts a sound that transcends genres, as you can tell. Those are a lot of different genres and art and, like, you know, I guess styles of music that they take inspiration from. And so, yeah, they're a very diverse group, which you will see very shortly.
Oh, yeah. No, like, even just the sampling that we have on our set list today definitely showcases all of those, if not more. I actually, in that last little bit, the George Benson, that makes a lot of sense that they pull from him, because, like, it's kind of that breezy... Like, when I first started listening to Unchain, like, yeah, I feel like their earlier stuff has that kind of, like, breezy, like, late 80s kind of mall feel.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good connection, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Continuing on with a little bit more of their history, in 2005, Unchain marked their independent debut with the mini-album The Space of the Sense, followed by a major debut in 2007 with Departure under Avex Entertainment. The release of Rapture in 2008, which was their first full-length album, featured groove rock and all English lyrics. It also garnered critical acclaim, reaching number 44 on the Oricon charts. The exploration continued in 2009 with the fusion of Japanese and English lyrics in their more rock-focused album, Music is the Key. Unchain embraced a myriad of genres with their third album, Hello, Young Souls! Infusing elements of dance rock, mellowcore, gospel, funk, and pop music.
Yeah, the English is a nice touch. I think like a lot of the songs that we'll play for you as well are like an all English or partially English, and I think it really does like kind of contribute to the style that they're going for.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's that extra flavor that I feel like you need to have, especially like you said, they cover a lot of bands too, and it's not only Japanese artists that they cover, I feel. So yeah, it's good that they can pepper that in there in their own original music as well.
Yeah, and that's interesting too. Like, I wonder if all of their songs were in Japanese, like if that would like hinder the genres that they're trying to, you know, get across, like, and just in general, like, I wonder like how language actually perhaps, I guess, like stifles, mm-hmm. you know, someone like artistic expression. Like, I'm really curious about that. Mm. But I guess maybe our listeners can determine that as they listen to them. Imagine if they were singing in Japanese or something.
Only. Yeah.
But in 2011, Unchained left AVEX to establish Style Missile Records and released their first fully Japanese language album called Sun Dogs. The musical experimentation expanded in 2013 with Orange, exploring Dutch and Northern European club jazz, AOR, soft rock, blue-eyed soul, Brooklyn indie, and even 90s Shibuya K music.
Yeah, I actually checked out Orange because that seems like right up my alley. Mm. And yeah, holy moly, it's so good. I feel like we're just going to be gushing about Unchained this entire episode, but I really could not believe how much variety they had in their sound and all of the different, you know, places they've decided to explore in their career.
Takes talent.
Yeah, definitely. But anywho, a decade after their debut, Unchained collaborated with Grammy award-winning sound engineer Sadaharu Yagi to re-record their album Tenfold in Los Angeles. 2018 marked a significant turning point for the band with a sold-out 886-seat show at Yurakucho Hulick Hall, Tokyo, celebrating the release of their 10th album, Libyan Glass. The eponymous single, Libyan Glass, even found its way into a commercial for retailer Daiso's Jean Tokyo cosmetic brand. Unchained continued to make waves on television, contributing to Fuji Television's 2019 TV drama, Fugai Nai Ko no Kanjou wo Aishiteru, starring Kenta Suga. In 2019, they began streaming their music and launched their first YouTube channel a year later. This year, Unchained released two digital singles, Dan Dan Dance, featuring a music video with acclaimed fitness trainer Tsuyoshi Yukino, and Back in the Black, with the music video featuring a collaboration with the British amp brand Victory Amps. Their latest single, Bloom, dropped on November 1st, serving as the theme song for Real Weddings, which is a popular Japanese wedding videographer service.
Yeah, I'll wait for us to get to Dan Dan Dance when we play it for you guys, but watching what the music video is, it's so entertaining. I would highly recommend it, but we'll wait until we get to that song later on. But you can see Unchained live at Boil Kuwai in Chimokidazawa area in Tokyo on December 29th, and hear their music on Spotify, Apple Music, Line, and Amazon, or follow their latest activities on Instagram and YouTube at unchained.official. And their YouTube channel is very helpful, I will say that much. It's really interesting putting like faces to the voices.
Mm, yeah, for sure.
Real quick, we will have an announcement, which is this. Are you an indie band or artist that makes Japanese music and looking to be featured on our podcast? You can reach out to our music director, Nola, who also scripted this episode, she's very talented, by sending her an email at nola@jtop10.jp. We may feature you in a future episode, and we probably will. See our website at jtop10.jp for more information. I always try and make these announcements like more fun and like add some pizzazz, you know?
Yeah, gotta punch it up. I mean, we should enjoy listening to the announcements just as the rest of the episode.
Yeah, that's our introduction. I think we should just get right into the song list. What do you think?
Let's do it.
So coming in, first up we have Ride on Time. Kiss my soul, time, 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 Again, you just listened to Ride On Time, another cover. It's a cover of a city pop icon, Tatsuro Yamashita's song of the same name, which I would highly recommend listening to the original. It's very good. They're both very good. They're very different. Like, you can, if you listen to them side by side, you'll see that they're very similar, but at the same time, there's like kind of different like nuances, different like levels of groove and whatnot.
I was so surprised because I had forgotten that this was a Tatsuro Yamashita's, like a song, an original by him. And I was listening to this and I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like I've heard this before. And it wasn't hitting me who it was. I'm like, it was on the tip of my tongue and I was just getting my groceries thinking about, yeah, who is this? And it hit me like a truck, just in the way that Unchain, I do think that this is suits Masanori Tanigawa, who we were just talking about his vocal quality. It suits him so well, this like particular genre. He can do a lot of genres, as evidenced by, you know, the rest of the songs on our podcast today. But this genre, just like, he has that nostalgia baked into his voice, I feel like.
Yeah, I think I had a similar, this was one of my first song, like, encounters with Unchained, I think. And I remember I had a similar confusion, because I think I had both versions of Ride on Time on my playlist. And so I was really confused, because I was like, wait, I thought it sounded differently. And then, like, and this is also how I think how I came to, like, listen to more of Unchained, because I saw that, like, you know, that they did this was actually a cover. And yeah, I think I was very confused for a while. I was like, wait, so who's singing first? But yeah.
No, right? It is a bit confusing, but no, I could feel the roots, but yeah, they did such a good job with this cover as well. This song as well was actually featured on Love and Groove Delivery Volume 2. Some other songs that were featured on that volume include Honno, which is by Shino Mengo, of course. Happy by, I haven't listened to it, but I believe it's a cover of Pharrell. Pharrell's Happy, think, potentially.
Interesting.
Potentially, it might not be. This Love by Maroon 5.
Yep. Oh, that's a good song. That's a good song.
Yeah, it is. I think their cover is really fabulous. I love the original as well, but yeah. And then, you know, one last one is Rolling in the Deep.
Wow.
That is also featured on there. Yeah, there's quite a few, quite a good selection on that. But I would say out of all of those, my two favorites off of that Love and Groove Delivery Volume 2 were definitely Ride on Time as well as Honno, because as we were just discussing, I feel not only the influence, but the appreciation for Shino Mengo and Tatsuro Yamashita's artistry comes through really strongly in Unchained's covers.
Yeah, thanks for letting us know like some of the other stuff that's on the album, because it is a really good album, and it makes me like really appreciate, okay, I know this is an episode about Unchained. Unchained, we love you so much. You're amazing. I want to see you live someday, and I'm so excited for more music videos. But I think one of my other like favorite Artist of the Month episodes that we've done was one for Shino Mengo. It was so enlightening, because I think I wrote the script for that episode. I don't think I hosted it, but it was so enlightening just like learning about all of like their music. I think we separately did one on Tokyo Jihen like this year, like more recently. But yeah, like just a shout out to Shino Mengo and Tokyo Jihen. Y'all are really good.
They are, and they obviously have inspired generations of wonderful musicians, just like Unchained.
Yeah.
But we will keep it rolling with the Unchained love so that we don't lose focus on our Artist of the Month and bring it to our next song, which is Gravity.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
That again was Gravity by, of course, Unchained, and this song was actually released on October 14th, 2009.
The song features a fast-paced, funky guitar riff and soft piano melody, as you heard, with lyrics about taking charge of one's own life despite having fears of the unknown. For example, they'll say, "Seize the world grazing your fingertips." Another really great quotation. This is another song that I really enjoyed from Unchained. It's quite like, not hardcore, but you know, fast paced and energetic. And the melodies are really nice. There's like lots of like, you know, like they said, like a very interesting like kind of contrast, like the funky guitar against the soft piano. And then there's the vocals going on this whole time, which also kind of seem to differ a bit. But I really liked Gravity. What did you think of it?
Yeah, I really... So I remember... everyone can laugh at me. I remember someone made an AMV, an animated music video, using this song, and it was for Hunter x Hunter during the Chimera Ants arc. And like, when I saw that, I thought that, like, because this was before I really knew Unchained, and I didn't really explore them after this, but it kind of hit me when I was re-looking through their music and things. I saw that this AMV came up again for this Chimera Ants arc of Hunter x Hunter using this song, and I'm like, why have they not been commissioned, or not even commissioned, but why have they not been reached out to by an anime to do more of this kind of music potentially for them, because they sound so good.
Yeah,
like you said, doing that upbeat harder rock vibe.
There's you and our conversations always like hit like a gold mine, I feel. But yeah, I was reading the comment sections of one of theirs. It might have been Gravity, or maybe it might have been this song, but one of their songs, the comment section, like people were talking about, yeah, like how like good they'd be like making songs for like anime. I agree completely. Like I feel like
it's right there. It's right there.
It's like the vocals, like the genre, like the really like just like sporadic genres. Like it's so perfect. Like I think they're comparing it to like Chainsaw Man or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, like I see. Actually, yeah, I see it now, because my first read, I was like, what, Chainsaw Man? Like, you know, really? But no, like actually, like it's a very like quirky manga. I think it's a very quirky band. I should stop using quirky, because I feel like it's not specific enough. But
no, it captures it. But no, I agree. I think, yeah, especially right now, I feel like there are a lot of anime that Unchained would fit very perfectly, because of, you know, kind of how the anime themselves are also broadening their genres and things. I feel like a good example too is like maybe Jujutsu Kaisen or something.
Yeah,
I feel like they had kind of a funky intro as their first, I don't know what the anime intro is like now, but I remember their very first intro song was kind of intense, but then the outro was kind of funky. So I feel like Unchained could be both. They could do intense intro and chill, you know, ending credits theme. It's just all in one. They can do it all.
Wait, Andy, are you not caught up with Jujutsu Kaisen, the anime?
I am not caught up. I'm caught up now. Uh-oh. Do I need to get caught up?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, my heart.
Is my heart about to be broken?
probably, but it's okay. No, we will not spoil any anime on this show, but please.
Okay. I'll catch up. It'll be my winter break.
Yes, I've also heard that the manga is like, you know, like, because all my friends who've read the manga said, you should read the manga instead. But no, please catch up. It's a really, really good season. It's so good.
Okay, good to know.
But anyways, also, I'm glad you talked about Hunter x Hunter, because this is going to be a very controversial episode, just in terms of anime.
Oh.
But I've always considered Hunter x Hunter to be like my favorite anime, and hence the best anime. I think it's just like it's like, it's even though it's like more new than like Naruto and like, you know, all these other like Dragon Ball Z and everything, but like at the same time, it's like, it still feels like a classic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know the manga is older.
There's a reason. I mean, yeah, I agree with you. There's a reason why people are nearly ravenous for, you know, new volumes of Hunter x Hunter when they come out. You know, I know the mangaka, I know that he has some health issues, so he can't produce as much as quickly. And so it's like, I get it. I see the fans and how crazy they go. So I know that that just means that manga is so tight.
It's really good. Yeah. But like, okay, actually I should read the manga, but I started rewatching the anime as of, because I'm on winter vacation right now, and so I have lots of free time on my hands.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will actually, okay, I have an essay I still to finish. Wish me luck, everyone. I mean, by the time you hear this, I'll be done with it.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Ugh. But I've been taking a lot of time also to rewatch Hunter x Hunter. And I think I've already gotten like episode 40 or something, like in like the last week.
Oh, dang.
And this is on top of like my essays. So I'm not a very good student, as you can tell. Anyways, I'm glad that you brought up Hunter x Hunter. That was a very big aside.
Oh, no worries. I'm glad. I think we're always ready for an aside on this show. Otherwise, we would just go to YouTube and listen to the music, right?
That's true. That's what we're here for.
Definitely. But taking us into another aside, I have just a couple more announcements before we close out our wonderful episode with a few more songs. So without further ado, if you want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode, as well as more of our conversation, please consider joining our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club. And, you know, our Patreon starts at just $1 a month, which gives us support to help us continue our podcast, along with getting more music and insights, which is just a benefit to helping us produce better content for everyone. So if you're interested in all of that, please consider donating to our, I shouldn't say donating, but joining our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club.
Also, if you'd like to advertise on our podcast, you're welcome to. You can market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts and reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. You can find the full details at jtop10.jp. And without further ado, I think we will play another song because you've been listening to me and Andy talk for far too long. And so here is the wonderful voice of Unchained on Show Me Your Height.
Just
So this one's really nice. This was Show Me Your Height, which was featured on Unchained's album called Rapture, which was released on March 19th, 2008, and reached 44th place on the Oricon album charts. So again, another, they really like the 40th position, mm-hmm. the 40s, yeah.
They're sitting right there now. I mean, yeah, it is, it's very respectable. I could never place anywhere on the Oricon album charts, so I just wish they had that further burst. Maybe someday, maybe we're coming around on an Unchained renaissance.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
But like some of their other features, this song features all English lyrics with the title as a metaphor to encourage listeners to be their true authentic selves, which was interesting. I did not gather that when I first, you know, was scanning through the set list for today and I saw Show Me Your Height. I was like, what a bizarre title for a track.
No, I like it took me so off guard. Like, I just, show me your height. But like, and then you hear it and then it sounds, I always think about this a lot, like in countries where English is not the main or, you know, only language, where it's just like English is just, it's used in ways that are maybe not, because both of us are from the US, right? And so like, for our listeners to know. And so like, we're very, I mean, at least I'm taking it back. I mean, words are used differently in every single country, but yeah. In short, I think I find it very amusing and heartfelt, I guess, when words are used in ways that we're not used to. For example, show me your heights. Like, I think colloquially, like, you would never hear that phrase at all, ever. Like,
no, yeah, I would agree. I don't think it would really come up in a way. Yeah, it's not super duper natural, but you know, you get the meaning, like we mentioned, the metaphor of what that can possibly imply for a listener.
Yeah, and but like I really did like the song though. Like, I think the melody is very catchy. Like, I really like the melody.
Yeah.
And like the several melodies, and I think yeah, it's another like pretty upbeat kind of energetic song.
Yeah, no, it was great. And this is, of course, I believe this is off of their all English, I think it's all English, their album called The Music Is Humanized Here, I believe, which includes a lot of this similar kind of upbeat and very, I don't know how to describe it other than kind of, I don't know, light upbeat rock, I guess, is a very diminutive way to describe that. But something that, you know, you want to throw on when you're doing chores. That's such a bad way to describe it, but it helps. It feels like very motivating that way to me.
Yeah, no, it's a nice song.
All right. Well, we are sadly wrapping up at the end of our episode here. But before we completely close out, I just wanted to let all of our listeners know about something exciting that is going on for us. Can you take a guess what our next episode might be? If you have read the...
What is it?
The mystery. Well, not so mysterious for some of our listeners. If you've read the title of this episode, then you will know our 500th episode is going to be released just a few weeks from now. We will bring you a celebratory episode featuring all our current J Top 10 staff and a hand-selected song to celebrate the occasion. Following the release of the 500th episode, we will have the top 10 episode for the brand new year of January 2024 released right afterwards. So, as always, hopefully you'll come to celebrate with us the new year by listening to J Top 10 for all of your Japanese music exploration and getting to celebrate this huge occasion with us.
Yeah, that's so big. Like, 500 episodes is crazy. Like, that's so
crazy.
Much music and conversations and people, and yeah, it's really, please, I hope you all listen this episode. I mean, I guess you're if you got to this point, you are listening to this episode, but certainly the next episode, it will be a very momentous occasion for at least us, but hopefully for, you know, our listeners as well. Can you get to see, like, or listen to kind of what we are all listening to at the moment? So yeah, it sounds like a great opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, it will be quite exciting. So we are looking forward to celebrating with all of you and ringing in the new year.
Yeah, what good timing.
Right? Yeah. We couldn't have timed it better.
Yep. We planned it all along.
Yep. 500 episodes ago, that was the plan.
January of 2024.
Thank you. Thank you, Jack. No. All right. Well, we are here now at the end of our current episode, and I'm excited to introduce our last song by Unchained today, and that is Marunouchi Sadistic. That again was the fabulous cover of Marunouchi Sadistic, which is a Shinaringo hit of the same name.
The word Marunouchi refers to the Marunouchi line, a subway line in Tokyo. The lyrics also mention Tokyo neighborhoods Ocha no Mizu and Ginza, and guitar-related words including the Proco Rat pedal amplifier, Gretsch guitars, the Rickenbacker 620 model guitar, and Marshall amplifiers, and reference the Japanese rock band Blanky Jet City and American band Nirvana. Okay, that I'm familiar with. Sorry, a lot of that I was not familiar at. There's a lot of lingo. A lot of lingo.
I know we featured Blanky Jet City, I think, on another Artist of the Month episode, if we go back. I have to remember. I feel like I remember hosting that one or scripting it back in the day when I was doing scripting.
Ooh.
I do remember reading a lot about Blanky Jet City, if I remember correctly. But yeah, this song is so great on its own, and it's so great as a cover. I loved, again, what they've done with it. I mean, not to just kind of say the obvious thing to say about, you know, this cover, but yeah, I really feel that Unchained pairs so well with Sheena Ringo.
No, this was, I think this song, Mario Nochi Sadistic, was, I think, also one of the first songs I heard from Sheena Ringo as well as Unchained.
Oh, nice.
It was like one of the songs that got me into, I guess, both of them, it seems like. And it's just really, and I think, like, again, like, it's not, there's no comparison. Like, it's just, like, you can't compare the two. Like, they're both just so talented on their own, in their own right. Yeah, like, there's reasons I love both of them. You know, like, both of them do really interesting things with the melody and, like, the vocalists. They both, like, have their own twist on it. And it's very, very nice listening them back to back. And so listen to both of them. Of course, you just listen to Unchained's version, but you know, listen to their version again and then listen to Sheena Ringo's and just hopefully you like both of them and find one that you know like what you like differently from both of them. But yeah, it's a really, really nice song.
Yes. And that will close out our I guess love fest that we just had for Unchained. It felt like just a large amount of fanning out.
I feel like a fanboy. I'm a fanboy.
Yeah, we're giving them their flowers. I feel like hopefully this will boost some of their listening numbers from all of our wonderful listeners. Hopefully they found a morsel within the many, many genres that we were able to feature and that Unchained has explored.
That's true. Yeah, tell your friends about Unchained. They're really, you know, like they probably will like them. I feel like if you listen this far in the episode, you and your friends will probably really like this band.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're still releasing stuff too. Mm-hmm. So like keep stay updated with them.
Yeah,
too.
if you have the time in 3 days, you can go to Tokyo to Shimokitazawa and see them live in concert.
Yeah, I'm buying a plane ticket right now. I'm on my way.
Wow, that sounds great. That sounds like a good way to finish your essay.
Oh wait, yeah, I forgot about that. Never mind. I'll catch them at the next concert.
Next time.
Japan
next
will have
time.
To wait.
Next time, no. Darn. No, but we will hopefully catch you next time as well.
Yeah.
With our big celebration coming around the corner. And yeah, as always, we hope that you stay safe, keep it rocking, and enjoy the end of 2023. Let's hope our next year starts off with a wonderful, you know, selection of music from our crew.
Yeah, excited.
All right, until next time, take care and stay safe.
Bye.
Jane. Japan Top 10.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.